This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good afternoon, those listening on the internet and commission members. My name is John Cotelling, staff attorney. I know this is a little out of sorts. Usually the chairman calls the meeting to order, but I guess absent the chairman, I'm taking control, so I'll enjoy my moment of glory while it is. The first order of business is to elect a chair and a vice chair, and that's directed by SDCL 41-2-8. So with that, I would entertain a motion for a nomination of a chair for the GFMP Commission.
So moved for Russ Olson. Chairman.
Motion is Travis, Commissioner Beast. Motion for Commissioner Olson to be the chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sharp. Rachel, will you call the roll?
Beast?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Can we do that? Not going to pass.
Pass.
Okay. Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
All in favor?
Receiving a majority of the votes, the new chairman for the GFP Commission is Chairman Russ Olson, excuse me. The next order of business would be the election of a vice chair. So again, I entertain a motion for a vice chair.
I nominate Commissioner Sharp.
Motion has been made by Chairman Olson to nominate Commissioner Olson as vice chair of the GFP Commission, which is Commissioner Sharp, excuse me.
So I second.
It's been seconded by Commissioner Locken. Rachel, will you please call the vote?
Peace?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
All in favor?
Motion carries. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'll turn the meeting back to you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. And we'll revert back to the conflict of interest disclosure. And I'm going to read a few items here so that now's the time for commissioners to consider any written or verbal disclosures or conflicts of interest by current or former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 323-1 and 323-2, or any other conflict with any matter of today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest, and it generally describes the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of any conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying a conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission discussion and vote on the conflict. Does anybody have any written or verbal conflicts that they'd like to declare at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on. The chair would seek a motion to approve the minutes from the December 2020 meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Whitmire, seconded by
Bees.
Any discussion? Seeing none. Rachel, we call the vote. Do we have to call the roll on all these because we're zooming? Can we just... all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nay.
Yep.
Motion passes. Rachel, have you received a list of additional salary days? And I have one, and we're changing this up a bit. I'd like for folks in advance of the next meeting, if you have additional salary days, just email them to Rachel. She'll have a list for us so we don't all have to sit here and go back through our planners and figure that out. But the one that I have at this time is for Commissioner Spring, and he attended a mule deer meeting. Anyone else that has a commissioner salary day they'd like to declare? Commissioner Bees was also at that. I would, any others? Chair to entertain a motion to approve the additional salary days. Somebody that didn't have one, maybe make the motion.
I'll make a motion. So moved.
Motion by Sharp, seconded by Whitmire. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Motion. Yeah.
Do you have a question? No, I'm good.
Okay, motion carries. I would like to introduce at this time Alan Kamban. Is it Kamban or Kamban?
Kamban.
Kamban. I'm sorry, I knew I screwed it up for the first time and only time. But Alan is our new liaison to the governor's office. He is a recently new South Dakotan, and we welcome him. And he's going to be handling ag and game fish policy objectives on behalf of Governor Noem. So we welcome you to the meeting. And if you've got anything you'd like to say to anybody here or anybody that's out there in Zoom land or being archived, you're welcome to do so at this time. Maybe just take a minute or two, tell us a little bit about you and what brought you to South Dakota.
So my name is Alan Kamban. I'm policy advisor in the governor's office, handling ag and game fish and parks issues. Just a little background on myself. I moved here with my wife and our 20-month-old son from the D.C. area. I was previously working for a congressman from Louisiana handling agriculture policy. So we felt it was the right time to get out of D.C. and experience all that South Dakota has to offer. I've been fortunate enough to have Secretary Roebling take me under his wing and teach me all about South Dakota wildlife and all the great opportunities out here. So I'm learning every day. And it's a great place to be, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you and getting to know you better. So thank you.
Well, welcome. We look forward to seeing you at our meetings and hearing from you in the interim, and anything that the governor wants the commission to know, we'd certainly love to hear from you. So.
Sir, thank you.
Okay, we're actually going to move to agenda item number 12 at this time. We have some awards that we would like to take care of at this time. And